Beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Mem Tes, we are in the middle of Sif Beis. We are basically on page 28, but we will start two words before that, the very bottom of page Yud Daled. We discussed in the last shir, in the beginning of Sif Beis, how it is forbidden to have a Suda on Erev Shabbos that is larger than a regular Suda that one has during the week, unless, of course, it is for a Sudas Mitzvah. The Mechaber continues in the second to last word and says, V'lecho v'lishtos b'li kviya Suda. But to eat and drink without having a Suda, afilu Suda shiragil ba b'chol, even a Suda that you normally have during the week, kol hayom mutter lahaschol minadin. All day you are allowed to begin Ikradin. So a regular non-Suda, you're not being Kaveya Suda, even though you're eating what you normally would eat during the week, but it's not a Kviya Suda, that's mutter all day. Aval mitzvah lihimona milikboa Suda shenohug bo b'chol mitesha shos ulumala. But there is a mitzvah to hold back from establishing a regular Suda that you have during the week from 9 hours and onward. I want to just clarify, I think I was not clear. What the Mechaber is saying here is Lecho v'lishtos b'li kviya suda, to eat and drink without being koveya suda, afilu suda shiragaba b'chol, or even being koveya suda, but a regular suda that you have during the week, as opposed to what we said in the beginning of the Sif. The beginning of the Sif we said it's also to be koveya on Erev Shabbos, a suda she'ena ragal b'me'achol. It's not a regular weekday suda, it's bigger than that, that's aser. But if it's not a kviya suda, or it's a regular suda they have during the week, then it's mutter to have the suda all day, but there's a mitzvah to hold back from it. You're allowed to, it's not usr like in the last case, it's mutter, but there's a mitzvah to hold back from it, and not to have even a regular suda they have during the week, from the 9 hours and onward. So let's see now the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah begins on the top of 28. The ein bichlal ze im hu shose kol kach harbe mine mashke atche saveya. Not included in this heter, we just were matir eating not a suda, not being kovei a suda, or being kovei a suda that's a regular size suda that you have during the week, nothing out of the ordinary, that's mutter. But not included in that is drinking so much till it fills you up. That you're not allowed to do. Kihu bevadai mekalkel tavas hamaychol. Because that for sure destroys your appetite. And that's been tried and tested. We see that that's true. And sometimes, certainly if a person's drinking intoxicating beverages, so certainly if he gets drunk, he'll be mevatel suda Shabbos totally. Therefore, one for sure, there's a mitzvah for sure to hold back, from 9 hours and onward, not to be drinking too much that's going to fill you up or get you drunk. Sifkoton tesvav, we said even a suda shiragel b'chol, hainu kimo va'afilu. It means to say, like, as if there's a vav there, va'afilu and even. And now he explains, what's lomar? The machara means to say, delomi boya, needless to say, b'li kviya suda klal. Needless to say, if you're not kviya suda at all, dezev vaday mutter kayom. If there's no kviya suda, for sure that's permissible the whole day. V'afilu mitzvah lihimona gamkein leka. There's not even a mitzvah to hold back from it. If it's not a suda, you're just having some food, it's for sure not a inyan to hold back from it. V'afilu b'kviya suda. But even a kviya suda, kevan she'ena osa suda rechava, since you're not making such a wide, big suda, rak kemo she'ragi b'bachol, it's like a regular Tuesday lunch, so you're having that on Friday, mutter kol yom min adin. That is mutter all day on Friday min adin, ava mitzvah lihimana. That's where it's a mitzvah to hold back. So in the Mechaber's two cases, if you're not being kviya suda, there's not even an inyan to hold back. But in a case of being kaveya, a regular size suda, it's 100% mutter, but there's a mitzvah to hold back so that you can have an appetite. And there the mitzvah is to hold back from 9.5 hours. From 9 hours, I'm sorry. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Vaidya Sifkatan Tazayin, Milik Boa Suda, you should hold back from being kaveya suda, Vim Hischil Eino Mafsik. But if you already started, you don't have to stop in the middle. It's a mitzvah not to start it, but once you started it, you would not have to stop it in the middle. And when does this begin? Mitesha Shos Ulumala, from 9 hours and onward. Says the Mishabura, Hainu shows manios. Whenever we talk about amounts of hours, 9 hours shows manios. Again, you take the day from either sunrise to sunset or from dawn to stars coming out of Machlokes. You divide the amount of minutes by 12, and that's your shows manios. So till the ninth hour of the day shows manios. This is with one quarter of the day left, right? The day is 12 hours, so nine hours is three quarters into the day, one quarter before the end of the day. However, it appears that in the winter, where the days are very, very short, that the hours are so short, so then there's a mitzvah to hold back from a suda even earlier before 9 hours. Because already then, we're worried it might affect your appetite at night. Kol shu mishar benasho, any which way that you evaluate your body, sha'idei ze lo ye toiv le'achob alayla, you realize that if you eat a suda at that time, you're not going to be hungry at night. So already then, there's a mitzvah to hold back. So at any point in the day where you realize that's going to be the crucial time that it's going to affect your suda at night, already then we'll say it's a mitzvah to hold back from having a suda. Let's look at note number 26. He says, V'ula mi shelo ochal suda shlishes kodem zma mincha katana bi'erev yontav shechal b'shabbos. Sometimes we have Shabbos leading into Yontif. Right? We have Shabbos leading into Yontif, or we have a two-day Yontif, let's say Rosh Hashanah or Sukkot is Shabbos Sunday, so you have to have Shalosh Shudas on Shabbos. But that night, or Pesach, right? Or that night, or Pesach, you have other problems of chametz and matzah. But we're not going to go that way. But let's get Pesach. But you're 100% correct. So let's just say Rosh Hashanah or Sukkot to avoid the chametz issue. So you have Shabbos and then Yontif. So I mean, Shabbos is also Yontif in our case. So you have Shabbos Yontif, but you have to have two sudas, the Shabbos day suda, and they have the Shal Shudas, and they have the suda at night. So really, you should have the Shal Shudas earlier in the day. But if you do not eat the suda shlishis before the Zman of Mincha Katana, so we learned later on, Bibir Kavanas HaRamah SheYochol Ochol Gam Le'achak Mekein. You could even eat Shal Shudas later after the Zman of Mincha Katana. If you're having the Shalosh Shudas later, you have to make sure that you're only eating a little bit of bread, so that you should have an appetite for the Suda that evening. That when we say Kodem Zman Mincha Katana, we're supposed to have it, that means before 9 hours. Mincha Katana is 9.5 hours, so Kodem would be already, 9 hours. Now let's see a couple of bir halachas, short ones. The first one is milikboa suda, halfway down in the very wide lines in the bir halacha, in the beginning of the line. So we said milikboa suda, we said a person, there's a mitzvah, milikboa suda, even if it's a suda regila that you have during the week, there's a mitzvah to hold back from it. Hainu lecho pas kidei svio kirigiluso bachol. So the mitzvah is to hold back from eating bread that fills you up that you normally eat during the week. But to have a piece of toast because you're very, very hungry, that would not be included in the kviya suda. That would be 100% permissible. So it's already in the ninth hour or beyond, and you realize you haven't eaten all day on Friday and you're very hungry and you want to have a piece of toast, so that will be 100% fine. That would not even be a mitzvah li'mana. Mitzvah li'mana is a suda that normally will fill you up. But if you're not eating to fill you up, even if you are being kaveh suda, but a small suda just to hold you over, so that would be permissible. But if you look at note 27, they point out, the minhag of the Chazon Ish, not that we necessarily have to follow exactly his anhaga l'gabe this, but the anhaga of the Chazon Ish was not to eat bread or any cooked dish on Erev Shabbos after the Zman of Mincha Gedola. He would only have fruit. So when they have this toameha, they have chulant and kugel and all that, the Chazon Ish did not take part. He had an apple. Let's see one more bir halacha, which is the next bir halacha. We said you should start holding back. Mitesha shows Sulamala from 9 hours and onward. That's when it's a mitzvah lihimana from a pseudo regula that you have during the week. I am b'mishabura, which we did. V'tam, the reason is, the afshe tzarech lachshov shows manios, that even though we have the cheshbin that shows manios, hainu b'she'en hayom kotzer harbe. That's when the day is not very short. Aval kishayom kotzer ma'od, but when it's in the winter, the day is so short. Ubevadar lo yeh soiv lecho b'lalo, you for sure won't be hungry to eat at night. Achar achiloso ha-suda ha-regilo, if you can all go have a regular suda during the day, you know, after the eighth hour, so if the hours are so short in the winter, you're not going to be hungry for the suda at night. Lo adiv davar zeh mim hoya istinis. This is no different than a person who has this very sensitive stomach. He's an istinis. The isul hakamam b'simen tov ayam b'siv gimel that we learn later on, u'b'simen tov ayin al b'siv al ba'agodah machmirim be, that were very machmir with him. Now that happens to be Hilchos Pesach, who were very machmir, because that's matzah, which is a mitzvah d'oraisa. V'nihi d'sham l'gabe matzah chomer mi'inyanenu. Anyway, it's true over there that an istinis really can't eat anything on Erev Pesach if it will affect his eating at night. Granted, that's for the mitzvah d'oraisa of matzah, that's going to be more chomer. Hainu d'leis be'chiyuva, that would only be over here, that it would not be chid, there would be no chiyuv to not eat. Aval alko pona mitzvah ika, but over here, where it's not as serious, but it's still covered Shabbos, so there wouldn't be a chiyuv not to eat if you have a sensitive stomach, but there certainly would be a mitzvah not to eat. The avshe be'emes gam istinis ain't tzarech l'sanos be'er Shabbos ki'im mitzah mitzvah chasidus, and even though it's true in istinis, doesn't have to fast on Friday. It's only Midas Chasidus for him to actually fast on Friday. Hainu Tainus Gomer. That Midas Chasidus is only talking about a full Tainus to fast the entire day. Mashenke Minidon Nidon Shurak Vakdama Ba'alma. Mashenke, we're discussing over here, just moving back the time a little bit that you're not going to eat. The Vadai Mitzvah Lazos came. That's not Midas Chasidus. That would be a mitzvah that if you have a sensitive stomach and you eat in the eighth hour, you're not going to be able to eat at night. So that for sure would be a mitzvah to hold back. And that would not be Midas Chasidus. Midas Chasidus would be not to eat the whole day, but just holding back, that would certainly be a mitzvah. Let's see Sif Gimel. I forgot to do Sif Gimel as well, and then we will stop. Sif Gimel the Mechaber says, Derech Anshe Maisa L'Hisanos B'chol Erev Shabbos. It is the way of Anshe Maisa to fast on every Friday. Says the Mishnah Berurah, L'Hisanos to fast, Kidei Shiu Te'evim Lecho B'layla, so that they should have an appetite to eat on Friday night. Therefore, they have a custom to fast on every Erev Shabbos. However, V'ayim B'bach U'Magen Avraham U'Shari Achronim. Look in the Bach and the Magen Avraham and other Achronim She'eskimu, they all agree. The aimless anos be'er Shabbos, that one should not fast on Friday. Kideishli, kones l'Shabbos k'shum u'una. A person should not go afflicted into Shabbos. You don't want to be starving when Shabbos comes in. You want to eat a suda b'te'avon, you want to have an appetite, but you don't want to be starving, you want to be an inui. And therefore, they say you should not fast on Erev Shabbos. Im lo shu isinis kol kach, unless you're so sensitive, shem yochol bayom, that if you eat anything during the day, lo yuchal lecho b'layla l'seyavon, you won't be able to eat at all with an appetite at night. So then, oz minog tovu im ein mazik lo atainis. Then if the tainis won't be damaging to you, then there would be a midas chasidus to fast. But otherwise, the acharim say that one should not fast on Friday. You should not go into Shabbos when you are starving. You should go in with an appetite. And therefore, even though the Mechaber says it's derech of Anshei Maisa, the Achronim say that it's better, in fact, if you don't have to, not to fast on Erev Shabbos. We'll stop here, and we'll pick up next time in Mirtz Hashem with Siv Dalet.